This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, April 18th, AD 2023. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The most dangerous place on earth today for Christians is Nigeria in terms of loss of life. The International Society for Civil Liberties and the Rule of Law recently released a report estimating that in 2022 alone, over 5,000 Nigerian Christians were killed and over 3,000 were kidnapped. Another 1,000 have been killed in just the last 3 months. Those carrying out these attacks and kidnappings are believed to be members of radical Islamic terror groups, including the Fulani herdsmen, Boko Haram, and the Islamic State West Africa province. The report also holds the Nigerian military responsible for some of the killings. And Somalia, Africa is in the grip of drought. The United Nations estimates that 48,000 Somalis have died of starvation-related causes in the last year. The World Food Program has announced that 1.8 million children under 5 face acute malnutrition. Plus, Somalia is the second most anti-Christian persecuting country in the world on Open Doors World Watch List, second only to North Korea. Former Saturday Night Live comedian and actress Victoria Jackson chimed in for the public comment period in Franklin, Tennessee last week in opposition to a homosexual pride parade, reports the Christian Post. The public was airing concerns about past violations of the city's community decency policy and state law. Jackson, an outspoken Christian who is persona non grata in the modern acting community, did not pull any punches.
God hates sodomy. He hates homosexuality. He said it's an abomination. God hates sexual immorality, all kinds, fornication, adultery, etc. And God hates pride. One of the most things he hates is pride. Proverbs 11:12, when pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. The Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this, they will not go unpunished.
Sadly, Franklin, Tennessee Mayor Ken Moore broke the tie vote of 4-4 to approve of the homosexual pride event. Minneapolis, Minnesota will be the first major city in America to allow the Islam religion to dominate the city by broadcasting religious announcements to prayer 5 times a day for all to hear, from 5:30 a.m. to 10 p.m., reports the Star Tribune. The city council unanimously approved this exception to the city's noise ordinance last Thursday. The two biggest money losers at the box office last year were Disney's grooming films for kids, Lightyear and Strange World. Deadline.com reports that Strange World lost a whopping $197.4 million, and Lightyear lost another $106 million. Both movies relied on homosexual plot lines. Another Disney-produced film, Amsterdam, lost $108.4 million. A very bad year for Disney. Wrapping up the list of the biggest money losers for 2022 was Babylon, a film celebrating the Revelation 18 depiction of Babylon with its sexual decadence and homosexual perversions. 1 John 2, verse 17 says, "The world passes away with its lusts thereof, but he who does the will of God abides forever." And finally, an American Bible Society poll found that 86% of U.S. adults believe the nation is in moral decline. The reasons given are various. 26% of this group blame the decline on lack of positive parental involvement. 23% attribute the moral decline to negative influence of media, movies, or music. And another 16% say the problem is unhealthy reliance on social media for information on current events. Then, 14% blame the problem on low level of respect for the Bible as a guide for moral development. And another 13% of adults say the problem is negative influence of government leaders. The American Bible Society also found that Bible use in America has dropped off precipitously in the last 3 years, from 50% to 39% of U.S. adults. Also, blacks and Hispanics are more likely to use the Bible than whites and Asians. Psalm 36, verses 1 through 3, speaks to the cause of moral decline. Transgression speaks to the wicked deep in his heart. There is no fear of God before his eyes, for he flatters himself in his own eyes, that his iniquity cannot be found out and hated. The words of his mouth are trouble and deceit. He has ceased to act wisely and do good. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, April 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.